MDMA.
I've heard of it.
Open bracket. Caps should be a human right. Close bracket.
This sounds like a song title.
It's finally here. Well, it's not. It's finally nearly here.
It's finally nearly here.
Again.
Yeah, yeah. The is it a mirage on the horizon as we trawl through the desert of no meeting tree music after the watering hole of Bubble, the champagne of water? No, it's not a mirage. It's a wonderful city.
Well, we have a release date. Should we announce the release date of the single now?
Yeah.
Do we know the release?
If you know it.
I think it's like November 11th.
November something.
It's not in the calendar.
Oh, fuck.
25?
Maybe.
18. It could be 18.
Could be. Around then. Definitely, certainly around then.
Yeah. With film clip.
And we've worked really hard on all of it.
Yes, we have. Which is why we've been a little bit quiet. We've been spending a lot of time together, but like making music and, you know, recreationally.
Yeah, yeah.
But so it's hard to find time to turn on the microphone other than when we're using it for you to sing or to me to make quips.
Yeah.
For example, in intro to – oh, there's a whole album. Did I say that?
Well, there's not an album.
No.
I think you need to walk that back.
I'm walking that back. There's not an album. Back. There's a double EP.
Even better. We're releasing two EPs on the same day.
Yeah. In around a month.
Yeah. A week after the Caps.
Well, Caps is in around a month.
Yeah, yeah.
And then there'll be the double EP.
Week after. Two EPs on the one day.
Well, let's not commit to a week after because that doesn't have a release date. Hopefully a week to a fortnight after. As you can see, it's a very slick operation here nowadays.
Yeah. I got to finish up the mixes.
This is one of the most honest releases from the meeting tree.
Look, it's been hard putting this stuff together. You guys don't know how hard it is in the music industry.
Yeah.
We've had to get jobs just to stay in the music industry.
Yeah, because the government didn't give us handouts.
Yeah.
For being creative.
We deserved that money because we have ideas.
Mm.
What's the first thing you look to in times of crisis? You know, is it government stability? Is it food, water? It's like, no, I want to just put some music on and vibe out.
Yeah.
Forget all of this.
Yeah.
Yeah, the government didn't think of that.
No.
No. They didn't think that people just want to vibe out when the world's ending.
I think we did the right thing, honestly.
Yeah. No, 100%. 100%. It's funny framing it like that, like, oh, we got jobs so we could keep making music. It's like, no, now more than ever, I think we've got jobs to live and music, the music thing is just for fun.
Yeah, which is freeing.
Yeah. When's the last time you put a song on and you said, fuck, it sounds like they had fun making this?
Yeah, right. Well, hopefully it was the last Meeting Tree EP.
Yeah. Well, it definitely was.
Yeah.
Think about every single thing that's been released since then. Sounds laborious.
It does.
And tortured.
Programmatic even.
Yeah, yeah. And squished by label heavies.
Almost industrial.
Yeah.
Industrialized. It's like it was made in the Amazon warehouses.
Exactly. Like, oh, who mixed your single? Henry Ford? Get out of here. Not us though. We're looking after all of it from go to O.
Yeah.
Which is why, oh, you want a release date for the two EPs we're putting out? Go fuck yourself. Alternatively, head to patreon.com/themeetingtree.
Well, yeah, they're getting it earlier. Way earlier.
Way earlier.
Well, certain tiers are.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Which you can figure out when you get on there. The tiers are named after first place, part one, two, three, and four songs of ours that we did.
Yeah.
This is going to be the first release without a first place.
Well, we can't do it because otherwise we'd have to make a new Patreon tier.
Yeah, yeah. You're lucky. What would it be, first place, part five?
I mean, it would probably be a song about making love to someone who has a partner.
I meant more the tier.
Oh.
Yeah, yeah.
No, part five.
The song's fucking obvious, mate. It's about cuckolding someone.
No, not necessarily. It's about, you know, the pleasure that a woman feels during lovemaking.
Totally.
No one should be ashamed of that.
Yeah, we're the first artist, man or woman, to ever consider that I know of.
right. to recognize the female orgasm.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You're welcome.
Yeah.
Like some people want, you know, the Constitution to be amended for recognition of First Nations. I want that, but I also
yeah.
would like there to be mention of the female orgasm in yeah. there. The Uluru statement from the heart and the meaning tree statement from
yeah,
the heart.
Yeah, the meaning tree statement from the pussy. Fuck.
Hopefully one day. Put them both on the ballot.
Put them both. Just see what happens. Will it float, you know? We'll find out.
But this is the thing, like, you know, people are like, nowadays there's a race with regards to, you know, oh, I'm disabled. It's like, yeah, but I'm disabled and gay or whatever. And, you know, there's the Olympics, oppression yeah, Olympics. Yeah. It shouldn't be like that.
No.
Like nothing is to the detriment of another. You can support women's rights without it suggesting that you're anti-trans or yeah, and vice yeah, versa. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like
yeah.
it's not none of these things need to be in competition with each other.
No, everyone can win.
Yeah, just because I'm pro-recognition of the female orgasm, constitutional recognition, doesn't mean I'm anti the Uluru Statement from the heart, yeah. obviously.
If anything, I'm even more pro that.
Yeah.
You know, because what I'm pro is constitutional recognition of all the shit I agree with.
Yeah.
You know? Put in the fucking constitution. You should be 4-day week. Put in the constitution. You can have mushies whenever. Constitution, bang. You know, it's just like all these things. Drinking, not that good. Constitution.
Yeah. Drinking is overrated, and this comes as someone who doesn't mind a bevy.
Yeah, it's just, you know, it's played out. They need to drop a new drink.
Yeah.
What you know, what's
they the... They do, the kombucha, alcoholic kombucha.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Rufus's alcoholic kombucha.
Yeah.
The hard kombucha. Check it out at your local Bottle-O.
Yeah, for sure. I'm looking forward to trying that. I haven't had any.
They said they were sending me some. Been checking the fucking mailbox every day. They're all talk, those Rufus cunts. They're back here in December. Should we try and get them on the pod?
Good idea.
Yeah.
They can do some promo. Our audience would appreciate the promo.
Yeah, yeah.
But they've been in a target demographic. Everyone who listens to this would fucking love some alcoholic kombucha.
Yeah. No, 100%. I thought you meant promo for like their shows or whatever.
No, I think
that's sold out. The drink, yeah. All right, no, I'll float it. Maybe bring some in. Bring that box you were meant to send me.
We'll do a live taste test.
Yeah.
Now we're talking.
Tastes like shit. It's fucking disgusting.
No, but that's one thing people know they get from us, truth. I mean, we're just fucking going on about it. You can be guaranteed it'll be an accurate review.
Yeah, yeah. Maybe a little hyperbolic in parts. It'll be the truth or a magnifying glass on top of the truth.
Cooking it.
Either or, yeah, with the sun pointing at it like it's an ant, burning the truth. Like we're a weird child with no friends.
Mm. Do kids still do that? I don't think they do. I think they just say the N-word in Minecraft or whatever.
It's the new version of burning ants.
Yeah.
I always thought it was a myth because I'll tell you, I tried. Could you ever do it?
I used to burn holes in leaves. Yeah, you can. You have to sit there a while. I never tried ants. I was not a psychopath.
Yeah, right. Maybe I just didn't have the patience.
I have empathy for all beings, living and otherwise.
Yeah, we played golf at a haunted golf course.
We did.
On Friday, speaking of living or otherwise.
Yeah.
It was spooky out there.
And I feel like I increased that spookiness.
Yeah, yeah. Well, that's you were the main reason why it was spooky.
Not the ghost?
Ghosts are fine. What's a ghost going to do to me?
No, true.
Make me three putt? Yes. It's the damn ghost that kept doing that. Yeah, Raph, dear listener, let me tell you a bit about Raph's golfing aesthetic.
Mm-hmm.
It's known as golf goth.
That's right.
I don't know if there's many people else flexing in the golf goth space intentionally.
Well, it's not a tag on like golf box. You can't just type in like
golf goth,
like filter clothing by golf goth yet.
Yeah. But you know, the black glove with the skeleton hand on it,
mm-hmm.
the TP5 tailor-made balls with the Frankensteins on them and the hands coming out of the ground.
Thank you for that birthday gift.
It's a pleasure. All black head to toe. The general aura He's, you know, on Friday, the sunken eyes, the kind of not talking to anyone, kind of being a bit grouchy, fringe across the face. Afterwards, kept asking if we could go hang out at Town Hall Steps. It was big.
Thank you.
And you played well.
I played all right. Great first nine.
Yeah. Ghosts don't bother me. I think you're weird if ghosts bother you. Because, like...
I don't know.
What... In the physical realm...
Well, if I was, like, lying in bed, just, like, about to doze off and, like, a ghost kind of wandered through the wall, it would bother me a little bit.
You wouldn't just be, like, interested?
I'd be interested, I guess, yes.
Maybe I've thought about this too much. I've prepared myself.
You've given yourself exposure therapy.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Just I've visualized, you know.
So a ghost walks through the wall. It's got its head in its hands, you know, the classic headless ghost vibe. And it just appears through the wall as you're sitting there, lit off maybe, on a hot summer's night.
Yeah.
And it goes, ooh. You're just like, oh, how's it going, mate?
Okay, you sound like my dog when he wants to walk. No, you know what actually would, if I'm being honest, headless or head-carrying ghost comes through the wall and goes, get out. That would be cause for concern.
Well, yeah, well, how long is he going to be wanting you to get out?
How long do I have? You know, is this like a right now? Like... Like,
or else what?
Yeah, yeah. What are you going to do? What can you do?
You can't slap ya.
That's the thing. I don't know what ghosts can do.
No, neither do I.
Because a lot of the, like, you know, the videos you see or whatever, it's like a door opening and closing.
Yeah.
Shut your window. It's obviously
a crossbreeze. No, but they can do it to a cupboard. They can open a cupboard.
Yeah, door. It's fine. I'll close it.
Lock it. Just lock it. You can get those little, like, baby safe things to put on every single drawer.
But, like, all these things are just, like... Minor annoyances.
Yeah, I mean, we live in a world of plenty.
My life is...
We expect convenience.
But my life is full of minor annoyances and I navigate them with grace. What's a fucking ghost going to do? Like, oh, you know, like if he doesn't leave the cupboard open, I probably would anyway. So do your worst.
So maybe you could just start leaving cupboards open and the ghost will close them for you?
Yeah. Reverse ghost. Yeah, yeah. I gamed the ghost.
Yeah, start doing your washing and stuff.
Yeah. Yeah, I start like scaring other people and the ghost then comforts them. Yeah, yeah.
You start floating through walls and the ghost's like, what the bloody hell was that?
Yeah. Yeah. Me one, ghost nil. Well,
then the ghost would go and hire someone to get rid of ghosts. Like, what are they called? Like a ghost exorcist? You know?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Ghost hunter or whatever. Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, poof, they've gotten rid of themselves.
Yeah.
Got him.
Job done. See you, pal.
That's good advice.
That's genius.
Yeah, if ever confronted with a ghost, be more of a ghost than a ghost. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Ghost mentality. Go ghost on them.
No, that's Sun Tzu, man.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Out-ghost the ghost.
Know thine enemy.
Yeah.
Or, you know, thine mate if they're a ghost.
Totally. Well, yeah, or like, yeah, what if, okay, what could a ghost do to kind of make you go, I want this ghost around?
Well, as I said, like doing stuff, but I suppose they can't actually touch things, only vaguely, right? They can kind of seemingly only just vaguely push a door open or closed.
I think temperature control.
Because,
you know, they say like, oh, I felt so cold in the room or whatever the when chill. The ghost was there. Or like, oh, it got so hot. And it's like, just like, you save money on your aircon.
They could inform me of stuff, I think.
Yeah, yeah. What, is my bus on time?
Yeah, that kind of thing.
Go check.
Go check.
A friend of mine actually, oh, I forget what the actual, what the term is, but like through meditation and whatever, developed this kind of like helper spirit.
Mm-hmm.
That would like go ahead of her and keep a car space free at Bondi.
Okay.
And things like this. This like helper spirit. And she's been on me for years about like, here's the meditation you need to do to like discover your own helper spirit. It'll change your life, make your life so much better.
Sounds kind of secret-y. It's like manifesting-y.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But she's like, it works. And she's now the general manager of
Right.
So, like, something's working. I might beep that out.
Well, something's working until, you know.
Yeah, yeah. Chinese. Yeah, it pretty hectic. I think hers is an eagle.
Are you allowed to tell people what your animal is?
She told me.
Hope it keeps working.
Yeah, yeah, it's still working.
What would yours be?
Oh, I think like maybe like an oafish bear, just kind of stumbling around, clearing space for me.
Yeah,
I don't know. What would yours be?
Perhaps some kind of like snake.
Mine would be like actually. I think I want mine to be like kind of the opposite of me, rather than just me.
An oafish bear.
Oafish bear. Like a little.
You're
like,
big in the oafish bear community.
I am, man. Fuck. Oh man, I've really caught the eye of some people over my time. Back when I used to post nudes on my Instagram, fuck, man, you'd know when it got posted in a group chat or similar, because out of nowhere you just get like bang 30 likes from just guys in their late 30s with big beards, you know, and their gram is just lids off with the boys the whole way through. You know, it's like, fuck, wonder what my life would be like if I was, you know, if I wasn't born asexual.
I sometimes wonder the same.
Yeah. I'm happy though.
Yeah, me too. I'm proud of who I am.
Yeah. I don't rub it in people's faces.
Just quickly.
Yelling about it on a fucking podcast.
Anyway, Big Tings, Meeting Tree are actually back, we promise. Release date, we'll announce the announce soon.
But if you want it sooner, head to the Patreon. And by doing that, not only do you get something, we get something.
Yeah.
And we need it.
We do need it.
We need it. We need it lots. Because, you know, music isn't free to make.
Anymore.
Yeah. Yeah, used to be. The Africans in the drum circles. But even that, you know, it'd cost an animal's life. Put a skin over some wood. A tree's life, you know, just so you can have a dance. Give back.
Well, you've said this before, for art to exist, nature must be destroyed.
Sounds like something I'd say.
How do you think they make paint?